This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Harry Siegel of The City, an online journal, about an event of January 27th in front of a migrant shelter in Times Square. The story for 2 weeks was that two policemen were attacked by six or more migrants, and there was no explanation for the attack other than we had video of one of the policemen on the ground being kicked at by the migrants. And then, within these last hours, new information, more of the video of the body cam that showed the original incident, but it filled in a missing piece, which was the provocation for the confrontation. Harry Siegel explains, not in specific here, but in general, about how there is a presentation by City Hall, by the police, and by media that the migrants are a crime wave. Harry challenges that idea, saying, show me the numbers. Here's Harry Siegel. This is a mysterious story, has a lot of unknowns, a lot of moving parts, but right now there's new information about the event of January 27th that, Harry tells me, will change the narrative. Harry Siegel, The City.
That Eric Adams and his NYPD is suddenly talking without any numbers to back it up. And believe me, the NYPD is officious. They have numbers about a giant migrant crime wave, just brand new. It's not that I can't believe migrants would do crime. It's just I know the police. I know they have numbers. What numbers? No one will say. So they're doing this anecdote by anecdote selectively. And it turns out that the very center anecdote that goes from the Democratic New York mayor, who maybe wants to change the sanctuary city stuff, whatever that means, and says we need to get these guys out of here, straight through to Trump and Republican candidates, that what they're saying was simply not true. Maybe it's literally true if you want to play the Trump serious literal game from a few years ago, I think many people would have been very distressed by the videos knowing the context, but it says a lot about the power of the state and the power of police that they flatly lied about that context. They'd seen these officer cam videos. They knew this was going to come out for nearly 2 weeks, and they are just being held to account today after Alvin Bragg finally released these videos and after reporting from a handful of places, including by Gwen Hogan at the city.
More of this later.